My name's Neil McGee. I'm the team manager for Northumbria Vikings Cycle Speedway.
The racing's been going on for quite a while now. How's it been for your team?
Today, I mean, we're missing a few riders, but we're still pretty pleased with the score that we got there today. Edinburgh's always a strong team, and this is a difficult place to come to and try and actually get league points, but we've achieved our target, which was at least 80 points today, so I'm very pleased.
What about your riders? Did you bring up everyone who you needed?
Well, we're missing a couple. I mean, we've got one rider who's based in Manchester, and he obviously felt this was a little bit too far to come, perhaps. But yeah, the heat leaders have all been here. I mean, you've seen Gavin Parr there, only dropped a single point. Michael Parr, who's his elder brother, already dropped 3 points. So yeah, we're very, very pleased with them. The main two that we're looking to develop is the two Dans who wrote today, Daniel Warrior and Dan Redshaw. And they're only about second year riders and they're still gaining experience and they're catching up to what the Edinburgh lads standards are, so we're pretty happy.
With the A-team racing finished, how did you get on?
Well, the score, as I say, was in fact 95-83 to Edinburgh, so 12-point gap there in the end, which is not too bad, not too bad at all.
So who's done really well for your team today?
Like I say, I'm very pleased with the Parr brothers, Gavin and Michael. They've been our top scorers, developing up the two young lads, Dan Murray and Dan Redshaw. And Jason Keith was the main backup man. He got 15 plus 1, which is also a very good score away from home, so very, very good.